This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, April 2nd edition of Byers & Company. City Hall Insider, former Mayor of Decatur Paul Osborne with us. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Representative Dan Calkins. Plus, we'll be giving away some of those gift certificates courtesy of First Bid. All of that starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on what looks like it's going to be a sunny day. Sun is up. I'm happy about that. Paul Osborne joins us each and every Thursday for many, 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 many years. And in the new normal, we're doing it by phone and shortening it just a bit. How are you holding up, my friend?
So far, so good. I guess it's kind of a time of paradox for me. You see really, really bad news, hear really, really bad news. But then the other side of it is you hear just great news, inspirational news. And it's just like those two things don't usually go together. You know, bad news takes everyone down. But yeah, in the midst of bad news, the stories of the people who are stepping up and those on the front lines, those in the medical profession and health care, it's just, I'm inspired. I'm really inspired by what I'm seeing. There's a downside to this, obviously, but the upside is this is also bringing out the best in people.
It certainly does. Now, since last we visited on Thursday, those two cases here in Macon County, Friday evening were announced. Still no deaths and still no positive cases since then. I agree with you. You're right this morning about the crisis communication team. You know, they're having communications daily. They're sending out a press release daily. I mean, I think they're doing everything they can to be as transparent and give as much information as they can. I think some people think that that's not enough. I don't know what else you'd expect them to do. I think they're doing a great job.
Well, they are. And I can tell you as on my end here, you know, at the Tribune, I really don't expect to get any more news. I mean, that is a daily flow of news, of transparency, of what's really happening in our community, in our county. And you look at that, and I don't feel deceived in any way. I feel this is the straight-up stuff. If something dramatic changes, we'll know right away. And I think the flow of news to the citizens and having the mayor on your show, you know, every day to explain where we are, having her on live to say where we are at this point, you know, I commend you and certainly commend her for, you know, it's not easy being the mayor of this community right now. It's not. And I don't know. I'm very pleased to see all of this happening in a positive way and people really plugged in saying, we're going to get through this and we're going to let you know exactly what's happening to help you get through it.
All right. Talk to me about how the Tribune's been impacted by this. I mean, how are you guys getting the newspaper out every week?
Well, it's different. It's you got to be pretty creative. Obviously, our office is closed, and we're doing things differently, a little bit smaller edition because there's so many events that have been canceled. But we are getting it out and hope to continue to get out. But it's a lot of this is done from computers at home on kitchen tables and that kind of thing. And we just want everyone to stay safe and want the people here to stay safe, and they stay safe, you know, by staying home. And I think that's the important thing for every business. If you're fortunate enough to be able to still run your business, even if it's not full force. And, of course, the news business, the media, were exempt, you know, from the new regulations about businesses. You know, if you're fortunate enough to do that, then work around it. And certainly I've learned a lot in the last few weeks, even about my own business and how to better do things and how to do things more efficiently. So when this is all over, one of the things that I think will come out is that so many of us will be a lot stronger in what we do and a lot more creative and discover a lot more things about ourselves and about our business that maybe we didn't know before.
What's your impression of Governor J.B. Pritzker?
I really think, I think I mentioned maybe last week too, I've never been a big fan because of some of his policies and his taxation, but I don't think we could have a better person in Governor Pritzker right now in standing up for this state and taking control as much as he can of the situation in our state and his dialogue with the federal government, you know, basically saying, you know, I'm representing my state. We need help. I think he's fighting for us, and I commend him for that.
I watch religiously the daily. It's usually at 2:30. We carry it live here. You can listen to it. I think he has done just an exceptional job of being transparent and honest and passionate about this every day. And I don't look forward to getting the new count. You know, it took a huge leap yesterday. And if you watch this thing, it's basically doubling every 3 days. It's now the third leading cause of death in the United States of America. Paul, that's almost hard to imagine. And in a couple of weeks, it's done that. But there are still people out there not taking it seriously.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. I just, you know, for the most part, even though I have a right to do what I do, I'm pretty much isolated. I'm either at home. If I'm here at the Tribune, I come very early in the morning where I don't really see anybody, and I stay here. I bring me a sandwich, and I stay here isolated in this office. And I think even those who feel they have to work, there are steps you need to take in order to make it less likely that you will be infected or that you will infect somebody else. So, but I don't understand people that just kind of go on their merry way and say, this is no big deal. It is a big deal, the biggest deal of your life. It's the biggest deal of my life, and we need to treat it that way.
I feel bad for the mayor and for Police Chief Getz. You know, they're trying to encourage people to do the right thing because it's the right thing. My fear is, Paul, we've only been in this less than 2 weeks, this actual first stay-at-home order. Now it's extended for another 4. Many people believe it will go beyond that. You've got not only residents already breaking these rules, you've got business owners. And I understand, my heart breaks for small business people right now, and people losing their jobs and people that are literally losing their businesses. But if everyone doesn't start following the rules, they're going to close everything down.
Yeah, and what's it going to take for people to start following the rules? Are we going to have a lot of deaths or something? And then maybe those could have been prevented if you'd followed the rules in the first place. And, I think in times past, this community and the whole nation has supported our troops in foreign countries and been on the home front. Well, this war is on the home front. This is not, our war is not in a foreign country, even though it's happening there. It's in the streets of our own community. And you have to be aware of that. And I know during World War II, there were rules implemented for people even living in Decatur and across the United States about keeping lights off and that kind of thing. And that's when the war was far away. It's here. This virus is in our community, and you have to be super cautious. The home front is the place of this battle. It's not somewhere else.
Yeah, and you've got to follow the rules because it's not fair to the businesses that are. And I understand how drastic some people feel and the anxiety and the mental health and all that goes with this. We're going to have the jobless numbers out any minute, and they're going to be staggering, I feel. And I get that. But this is what we have to do right now to get to the other side whenever that other side is there. I do think we're going to have some new normals, though. I think you're going to find it. You're finding efficiencies. There'll be people maybe that work at home more. We're going to look at maybe large gatherings of people in a different way for the time being. It's just going to change us. The way it changed, and I remember as a kid, Paul, finding a rations book at my grandmother's. I had no idea what it was, but I mean, that's what they had to do.
Yeah, that's right. And I certainly, in a lot of the history pieces I've written, have photos in that during World War II of all the drives they had in the community so they could support the troops. And, these people gave unselfishly of their time just to help out those over there. And I tell you, whether it's our police, our health care providers, sheriff's office, those on the front line, even in the grocery stores, being out there and being exposed, we have so many people stepping up. And I think maybe this is also going to have a definition, a different definition, maybe a clearer definition of what a hero is. These heroes are in our own community, and I just, I'm touched by the dedication of these people I see to help other people, even at the risk of their own lives.
Yep, and I don't want to bring you down, but I do want to talk about a couple of things that you write about this week, because There for all of that, which you just said, which is absolutely true, and maybe that's 90% of the people, but there's 10% of the people that can't even put down politics at this time, can't come together at all. And we saw this on social media with the sheriff's recount. I thought to myself, good for Jim Root, good for Tony Brown, that they said, look, now is not the time to settle this. We've gone this long. It can wait a while. We don't want people gathered in rooms counting votes. And yet the reaction to that on social media was just politics as usual.
Yeah, and that's disappointing, and it's not what this community's about. It's not what this leadership's about, as you mentioned in that recount vote. I mean, you look at what we're really about, and I don't understand why there's some people in the community, and it's a minority, as you mentioned, very few, they just don't get it. And regardless of what's happening in the world around them or in their own community, it's the same old song, and it's a political song. And listen, I don't hear that music right now. There may be a time later on for that, but right now let's pull together and stay together in a unified effort to get through this. And the more we do that, the better off we're going to be.
Yep, and I'll tell you who doesn't get it even more are the political campaigns, particularly the national ones. I know you wrote about the press releases. I see this every day. If the DCCC thinks they're going to get me to vote against Rodney Davis by politicizing this pandemic, they're out of their minds.
Yeah, and as I wrote in that column today, anyone who takes advantage of this and uses this for political purposes, you know, I don't care if they don't even have an opponent. They won't get my vote because it says a lot about the character of that person, that candidate. And I think we need to be aware of that. This brings out the best in people, but it also brings out probably what some people are and have been all along, that they will do anything at all to get elected, even something that's sweeping the country, even something that's killing people in their own district.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of this on both sides of the aisle and seen a lot
of it
from the president, which I don't like. I don't like it from Nancy Pelosi. I don't like it from Trump. I don't like it from Betsy Londrigan's camp or Rodney's camp or anybody else. Right now, we are not running for office. Right now, we're running for our lives.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed, and I don't know, I'm probably not surprised in the president. Leave out this political stuff. Don't say, I've done this, I've done that, you know. I think if you're really sincere about this, people will see what's happening and what's being done. You don't have to do your own PR. And I think that diminishes the impact of a lot of things that he says because it turns it back, as you mentioned earlier, it turns it back to something political.
Yeah, and the hard truth is, Paul, that we're never going to be prepared for something like this. There's not enough ICU beds. There's not enough ventilators. And it doesn't matter whether it's President Obama, President Trump, President Bush, President Clinton. If this had hit during any of those times, now, I'm not talking about the way he handles it publicly, and I wish to God somebody take his phone away from him so he didn't tweet about his ratings. But I mean, this country got hit just like on 9/11. And yeah, you can go back and go this memo or that memo. Trust me, there were hundreds of memos about every pandemic disease out there over the last 20 years, and our country would still be hit the way it's hit. We got to quit blaming everyone.
No doubt about it. And as you mentioned, regardless of who's president at the time that this hit, I think we'd be going through the exact same thing. And we're plowing new ground here. We really are. This is something that we've never really been through before. You know, the leadership and the people. You know, this is just, it's a stunner. But every day that passes, I see us getting stronger in resolve. We still have people who don't obey the rules. But I see overall, people are getting stronger. I see them. Someone told me they were out walking the other day, and someone was coming towards them. They got out in the street and walked by. That it's becoming automatic for a lot of the people that live in this community to keep their distance. And they realize how important it is, not only for them, but for those in the community. They don't want to be responsible for infecting somebody.
And let me give you some hard truth here that I learned yesterday. And the hard truth about this is if you look at Stateville Prison, right, which is up north, they've got 45% positive rate for their test in that prison, right, because those folks can't go anywhere and this is what happens. I was told yesterday that if 20% of the Macon County Jail, the number of inmates that are in there and staff, were to come down with this and had to be hospitalized, that would literally put us at capacity at our hospitals.
Wow, that's just shocking, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
it
people is. That aren't taking this seriously, I mean, that you know, that one institution could clog the entire system.
Yeah, and the question is, why aren't you taking this seriously? Don't you see what's happening? And maybe they don't ever read anything or hear anything. Maybe all they do is maybe go on Facebook and listen to someone who doesn't know anything about anything. And, yeah, pay attention. I'm telling you, as you know, a publisher of a paper who's been in this community for decades, for over half a century writing stories, this is really serious stuff, and no one is pumping it up beyond what it is. You don't have to. This is really bad stuff at this point. And I think, as the mayor mentioned earlier in your program, okay, so we get to the point, get through this, and say, well, maybe we overemphasized. That's okay. You know, it's better to be on the safe side. It's better to do everything we can to get through this than not enough. And that takes everybody in the community working together.
All right, Paul. You know, we'll see you next week. It used to fly by. I felt like, you know, you were here and then you'd be back here again. Now a week feels like 4 years.
It does. Yeah, well, everything changes in a week. So it does. But yeah, all of you stay safe, and I really appreciate you and your efforts and the leadership in this community and so many heroes that, you know, we've redefined what a hero is and redefined it in this community. We love our military. We love all of those who have put their lives on the line for us over the years. But there are people out there now also putting their lives on the line on the home front. And that's inspiring, and I just applaud them and encourage them.
Paul Osborne, stay safe, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week. You can go to DecaturTribune.com if you want to read Paul's stuff, and they are still getting the newspaper out, just in a different way.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.